Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The city of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, loses again in its effort to have a buffer zone around abortion clinics. Liberty Counsel is involved in this litigation. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, the Federal Court of Appeals, known as the Third Circuit Court of Appeals, by the way, this is the Court of Appeals from where Justice Samuel Alito was before he joined the U.S. Supreme Court. He was on the Third Circuit Court of Appeals. This particular court denied the city of Harrisburg's request to rehear the case that Liberty Counsel filed on behalf of the pro-life clients that we represent, Colleen Riley and Becky Bitter. This particular lawsuit with Colleen and Becky, we filed against the Harrisburg ordinance that created an unconstitutional buffer zone, a circle around these abortion clinics that you could not penetrate and you could not get near to people to give them a pamphlet. You couldn't get near to have a normal conversation. They wanted to remove pro-life individuals from giving information of alternatives to these women that were going to these clinics to ultimately end the life of their unborn children. So that lawsuit is still going. We had a major victory at the Court of Appeals. It's going back down to the lower court for further litigation, which is very good for us in this case. But the city still didn't want to back down. They asked the full court of the Court of Appeals, hey, reconsider your decision. We don't like it. Well, it's obviously why they don't like it. Mm-hmm. Court of Appeals not only denied their attempt to reconsider it, but they also amended the original opinion to clarify something very important, to clarify that Liberty Counsel's plaintiffs need only show that they are being harmed by the restrictions on their protected speech, and then the burden shifts to the city to justify the law. This is the critical aspect of this case. Obviously, we can show harm because they're trying to restrict speech. They have actually moved speech so far away you can't engage in speech. This is a critical finding of the Court of Appeals, and it will ultimately doom these buffer zones around these abortion clinics.
Yeah, and once again, the latest example of pro-abort leftists, attempts to trample the First Amendment. It's free speech for me, but none for thee. And that is really a big part.
Sounds like
of
a T-shirt, Matt.
The progressive MO is just that. We want free speech as long as what you say happens to agree with what we believe. And the court here is saying, no, it doesn't work that way. And in the meantime, Matt, the law remains, there's an injunction, correct?
Well, where we are is we filed the request for an injunction to block the law at the lower court. The lower court went off on a tangent and ultimately did not shift the burden over to the state to defend the law, which they should have had the burden to do it. It misrepresented what the law was. So we appealed that particular decision, denying the injunction, although the court recognized that this was a content-based restriction, that you could actually go to the abortion clinic, you could have picket signs and other kinds of signs that might be against or for labor or something else. But if you went there with pro-life information or messages, all of a sudden it kicked in and boom, you're going to be under the buffer zone. That should have doomed the law there. But the court said no. And we appealed it. The Court of Appeals ultimately reversed it, sent it back down with essentially the directive. And it set the parameter. And working on that parameter, setting the law correct as it's supposed to be, we ultimately win this case when we go back down to the Court of Appeals. That's why the city of Harrisburg was so worried. Hey, we don't like that. Please change your mind. And they asked the court to change its mind. The court said no. And in fact, what the court did is it actually underlined, if you will, by even amending its original opinion to really send the point home. All the plaintiffs need to say, all they need to show in this case, is that their speech is harmed, that it's prevented, And if that's the case, the burden shifts over to the city of Harrisburg to defend the law, and they have no basis in the record to do so. So that was basically, if you will, the handwriting on the wall. The handwriting's on the wall. And you know how Babylon fell shortly after that? Well, the handwriting is on the wall. This ordinance will fall.
But you know, it's not really us who wins in this. It's these babies whose lives are saved through all of this. These faithful counselors who are out there peacefully talking to women, sharing the gospel and telling them that they have life inside of them. It's them who really wins in all of this.
It's the babies, no question, because their life is literally is hanging in the balance.
I know.
It's also the moms.
Exactly.
Whose life is, if you will, hanging in the balance. Not necessarily life and death, although in some cases it can be life and death where they die from the complications of an abortion. But they'll have mental and social and physical and psychological scars because they're believing a lie that this is their only option, that this is not a human life. And they go through this, and there's lots of post-abortion regret.
Right.
Matt, I just saw today, recently, a story come across the wires about a woman who went to Planned Parenthood, had an abortion, and committed suicide that same day after the abortion.
Well, and they realize what happened oftentimes, that what they have done is they've taken the life of an innocent child, their flesh and blood child. And when that hits them, and even if it doesn't hit them right away, oftentimes the stories of these women who have ultimately given their lives to Jesus and been healed, but these women have gone through periods of self-hate, self-harm. They've engaged in various kinds of alcohol or drug abuse, become sexually promiscuous, to harm themselves because they no longer feel good about themselves. And they may not know why until one day it dawns on them.
Right.
This all goes back to the time when I had the abortion. And oftentimes at that point, the guilt can overwhelm them. And that guilt can only be taken away through the forgiveness of Jesus Christ. And so some of these women many of these women have gone through that process.
And how many of these women would give everything they have to have had sidewalk counselors present that day?
Exactly.
To talk to them, to share the story of salvation and of the life and the miracle growing within them. How many of them, if they had that to do over again? And of course, that is exactly what the buffer zone law is trying to prevent. The left, the pro-aborts, you talk about informed consent in the medical sense, but that's, of course, informed consent on anything except abortion. They don't want you to be informed about your alternatives because the ultimate goal is to line their pockets with blood money from these abortions.
You know, Matt, you and I talked to one of these counselors who's actually who goes on one of these clinics which is now closed, praise the Lord. He shared the story of a woman who was still in her car.
Yeah.
That was coming to have an abortion. And he just lovingly talked to her and explained what was going on. She goes, okay, I've changed my mind. And she left. I mean, that's all it took was somebody, the presence there of sharing the truth with her in love. And she changed. She saved her baby's life.
Yeah. And in fact, if you had a buffer zone at the time of Jane Roe, Norma McCorry, the Roe and Roe versus Wade, if you had a buffer zone then, Flip Benham would not have been able to sit on the bench in front of the abortion clinic,
right,
talking to her,
exactly,
befriending her, ultimately sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, and eventually baptizing her in a pool, and she gave her life to Jesus. That's why they don't want these counselors nearby these women, mm-hmm, because they have hope, they bring life, they bring Jesus to these women, and the families. It's not just the moms, but it's also the husbands, it's the families, it's the grandparents, it's the friends. There's a ripple effect of harm and hurt that ultimately takes place with regards to abortion. Well, the good news is we are on the road to getting these buffer zones struck down. We still have to go back to the lower court, but we have gotten a lot of wind in our sails, and the city knows it. So pray for us as we continue to move forward to wrap up some of the final areas of this particular litigation and bring down these buffer zones so that we can have freedom again for these pro-life counselors to give life saving information to these men, women, and families that go to these abortion clinics. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website. Thank you for supporting Liberty Counsel with your prayers and financial support. LC.org is the website. Contact us for more information. And remember to pray for Liberty Counsel and support us financially with your tax-deductible contributions. You can go to LC.org to make an online contribution there or call us. The information is there on the website, LC.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.